I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're exploring my more than 60-year journey through the musical world. Well, we're getting up pretty close to the present, friends, and music is still coming my way all the time, for which I'm very grateful. And you might be familiar with, I'm sure you are familiar with, Robin and Linda Williams from their many, many appearances on Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion. And I've known them for many years, but we had never worked together. And they were playing in Nashville one time, about 6 or 7 years ago, I guess. And we were talking, and he said, well, gee, we'd always want to work with you sometime. And I said, well, I'm available. And that was a very nice, fortuitous meeting. So we did get together and made an album that came out in 2012, and it's called These Dark Hills. So let's listen to the title song right away, right off the bat, Robin and Linda Williams with These Old Dark Hills.
When day is done and work is through, I seek the old familiar views, those faithful confidants of stone, truer friends I've never known. These old dark hills on which sore eyes can rest. These old hills, ridge after ridge to the west. I hear the wind from a distant time, blowing lonesome through the pines, from when the free of uninvited guests. These old dark hills on which sore eyes can rest. These old dark hills, ridge after ridge to the west. Father of the timber and the cold, mother to the music of my soul, sister of the quiet and serene, brother to the land of broken dreams. Speak silently to me and hold my gaze lovingly. How I ever long to see these old dark hills on which sore eyes can rest. These old dark hills, ridge after ridge to the west. Ridge after ridge to the west.
have it, Robin and Linda Williams with the title track from the album we did. It came out in 2012 on Red House Records, These Old Dark Hills. And I'm going to play now one of my favorite songs on this album. It's just something about it. It just gets under my skin and it won't go away. Robin wrote it with Jerry Clark, and it's called They All Faded Away.
All those rolling little hills and ramshackle towns and green rocking roads have got my head all turned around. Oh, I see them in my mind when I think of you. I can see the countryside that we two were just passing through. Your folks live down by the lake. I see them for your sake. But when you turned away, they all began to fade. Like ghosts in the air, like they were never there. Faded away. I held you tight in my arms, but then I heard you cry. Felt my world begin to spin. Our love was young, why did it die? And down the valley I see the country of my soul. It's a land both green and young, where the blue waters gently roll. Your folks live down by the lake. I see them for your sake. But when you turned away, they all began to fade. Like ghosts in the air, like they were never there. They all faded away. Like ghosts in the air, like they were never there. They all faded away. They all faded away.
I love that song. I don't know why, but I do. It just is so sweet and sad in a way. Beautiful steel playing there by Al Perkins, who's been on many, many records that I've produced over the years. And Robin wrote that with Jerome Clark. Now, over the years with Garrison Keillor, Robin and Linda were part of the Hopeful Gospel Quartet. I always like that name. And they, with their fine group, and in this case, Chris Brashear and Jim Watson, they always like to do a acapella gospel song. And this is an unusual one. This is called Worldwide Peace. And the lyrics are by Will Ramsey, and additional lyrics by Almeda Riddle, who gave us little boxes and many, many, many songs. So this is, I think, just a very, very strong message. Worldwide peace.
Dear Heavenly Father, would thou deign to hear Russian order this warfare to cease? Grant, gracious God, the ushering in of the dawning of worldwide peace. Peace, peace, sweet dove of peace, let your white wings encircle our globe. God, how we pray and hope every day for the dawning of worldwide peace.
Save from the slaughter of bloodthirsty rulers our fathers, daughters, mothers, and sons.
Grant that sweet rivers of peace may soon flow where the blood of our own now runs. Peace, peace, sweet dove of peace, let your white wings encircle our globe. God, how we pray and hope every day for the dawning of worldwide peace. Grant that the nations should ground arms of warfare and sow the battlefields with wheat. Feed the hungry of all the nations, then warfare and strife will cease. Peace, peace, sweet dove of peace, let your white wings encircle our globe. God, how we pray and hope every day for the dawning of worldwide peace. Peace, peace, sweet dove of peace, let your white wings encircle our globe. God, how we pray and hope every day for the dawning of worldwide peace.
Oh my goodness, that is some fine, fine singing there. That is not easy to do, friends. But Robin and Linda have been doing this for 40 years together, more than 40 years now, and that's what it takes to do that kind of singing. And let's see, I'm going to move right along here with an album we did right away after this one. We had so much fun doing this one that we decided to get right back at it. And they were celebrating 40 years, this album is called Back 40, which, of course, is also a rural term for a pasture out in the back. But at any rate, this song they wrote together about their life together on the road, singing and playing music all these years. It's a great achievement, and it's not easily done. And you have to have a lot of determination and stick-to-itiveness, I must say. And they have it, and they are always in good cheer. They are wonderful people to be around, Robin and Linda Williams. And this song pretty much sums it all up, On and On.
Highway's mine, on and on,
old love as good as new. It keeps driving me and you on and on. Sometimes low, but most times high, and we still get a kick out of the ride. On and on, this road goes forever. On and on, and we roll along together. After all that we've been through, this old love is good as new. It keeps driving me and you on and on. Don't ride your brakes, don't lose your nerve. We were restless when we met. Darling, we are restless yet. On and on, this road goes forever. On, we roll along together. After all that we've been through, this old love is good as new. It keeps driving me and you on and on. After all that we've been through, this old love is good as new. It keeps driving me and you. On and on.
On and on, Robin and Linda Williams there from their Back 40 album that we did in 2013, celebrating their 40 years on the road together. And they started their line as, we were restless then and we're restless yet. I like that line. And so if you ever get a chance, go see them. They're wonderful entertainers and wonderful people. Now, a nice side benefit of this album and these two albums that I did with Robin and Linda was I got to know Chris Brashear, who played fiddle on that number, mandolin, and sings. And I also found out that he is a really good songwriter. And Chris lives not too far away down in Amherst, Massachusetts, where he practices as a veterinarian, among other things, when he isn't practicing his fiddle or his mandolin or writing songs. Chris, as we quite naturally decided, well, why don't we make a record together while we're at it? And this is one of Chris's songs called Time, the Perfect Stranger.
In the gray days of winter, the midday church bell is ringing, where the old men walk the streets and remember the past. At the center of the table, a peasant stole a wine so light and rosy-colored, this bottle divine. And the people who know of hard times long ago will be drinking and talking the hunger and the danger. For wine is the blood, time the perfect stranger. Flowers bloom, the Virgin Mother rests to remind each soul of salvation. But the children's feet that know the cold, cold ground, the families near starvation. At the center of the table, a peasant stolen wine, so light and rosy colored, this bottle divine. And the people who know of hard times long ago will be drinking and talking the hunger and the danger.
For wine is the blood, time the perfect stranger.
Mm-hmm. Under rain and sun, steep hills worked by hand. Little donkey to carry the burden. 100 new vines to plant in spongy ground. The yearly obligation. 6 months of cold, 6 months of fear. Hard times never seem to be over. And the sweet rose they quickly carried away to fool the overseer. At the center of the table, a peasant stole wine so light and rosy color, this bottle divine. And the people of hard times long ago will be drinking and talking of the hunger and the danger. For wine is the blood, time the perfect stranger. In the gray days of winter, midday church bells ringing, where the old men walk the streets and remember the past. At the center of the table, a peasant stole wine so light and rosy color, this bottle divine. And the people who know of hard times long ago will be drinking and talking of the hunger and the danger.
For wine is the blood, time the perfect stranger. For wine is the blood, time the perfect stranger.
Chris Brashear there with Time the Perfect Stranger from his album Heart of the Country that we did just about the same time we did the album with the two albums with Robin and Linda Williams. That was Pat Enright, a wonderful singer from the Nashville Bluegrass Band, singing harmony with Richard Bailey on the banjo and Mike Compton on the mandolin. So, Chris has had a long history in bluegrass and loves to pick. And he has a wonderful daughter named Hollis who's got a very straightforward singer, the kind I like. And they had been playing and singing Iris DeMent's song, Mama's Opry, at home. And I heard a little demo of it, and I said, gee whiz, we've got to put that on our record because I love Hollis's singing with Chris. This is just real straight-ahead country music, the kind I really like. This is Chris Brashear with his daughter Hollis singing Iris DeMent's Mama's Opry.
She grew up plain and simple in a farming town. Her daddy played the fiddle and used to do the calling when they had hoedown. Said the neighbors would come and they'd move all my grandma's furniture around. There'd be 20 or more there on that old wooden floor, dancing to a country sound. The Carters and Jimmy Rogers played her favorite songs. And on Saturday nights there was a radio show and she would sing along. And I'll never forget her face when she revealed to me that she dreamed about singing at the Grand Ole Opry. They sparkled when she sang those songs. She was hanging the clothes on the line. I was a kid just a humming along. Be playing in the grass to what her might have seen obliviously. There ain't no doubt about it. She sure made a mark on me. She played old gospel records on the phonograph. She turned them up loud and we'd sing along, but those days have passed. And just now that I am older, it occurs to me that I was singing in the grandest Opry. And we sang Sweet Rose of Sharon, abide with me. Well, I ride the gospel ship to
heaven's jubilee. In that great triumphant morning, my soul will be free. My burdens will be lifted, my Savior's face I'll see. But I don't want to get adjusted to this world below. And I know He'll pilot me till it comes time to go. And nothing on this earth is half as dear to me as the sound of my mama's opera reed. To heaven's jubilee. In that great triumphant morning, my soul will be free. My burdens will be lifted when my Savior's face I'll see. I don't want to get adjusted to this world below. And I know He'll pilot me till it comes time to go. And nothing on this earth is half as dear to me as the sound of my mama's opera ring.
Oh, that's very sweet there. Chris Brashear with his daughter Hollis singing Iris DeMint's Mama's Opry, and Al Perkins on the dobro, as he was on the original recording of that that Iris did with me back in 1991, if you can believe that, a long time ago. And it's so nice to see that song get out in the world, and many people have picked it up and sing it, and I love the way Chris and Hollis do it. Let's hear one more song from this album. Chris calls it Heart of the Country. You can look it up on his website, and if you like it, get it. And here's a song he wrote about some time he spent out in Oregon, the Oregon Country.
I'm living a dream, the only one I ever had, leaving Missouri behind, both my mom and dad. My grandmother said there was a beautiful place, this Oregon country, and the great lands out there. There I met a friend, he was a railroad man, worked the switchboard at night on the old SP. How lonesome the hour to wait the Albany train, this Oregon country, pulp sawmills. Steelhead Bay, down
grass and the road, and the green Douglas fir, some 3 centuries old, this Oregon country. What a joy to behold. Oregon country and the great lands out there.
Chris Brashear there with Oregon Country, twin fiddle there with Tim O'Brien, and Chris playing the fiddle with Tim, And again, Pat Enright, wonderful harmony vocals there. That's quite a meaty song to sing, and Pat Enright was the man for that job. So that's Chris's album, Heart of the Country, came out in 2012, and I think you can get that also through Oasis. Whatever we call that. That's where you can get music. You can tell I'm pretty much of a Luddite here, but that's where a lot of people go to get their music, Oasis. And so I'm going to move along here. And, you know, I've been part of many musical worlds over the years, come up through into bluegrass, folk music, rock and roll even a bit, and I've spent a good bit of time out in Elko, Nevada at the Cowboy Poetry Gathering, and you know, I've become friends with Ian Tyson, made records with Ian, Don Edwards, Paul Zarzyski, all those people perform at the Cowboy Poetry Gathering at Elko, and they also have the Western Folklife Center there, which is a great resource for any, if you're interested in anything to do with cowboy music or poetry, literature, or art, that's a great place to go. And for many years, the fellow that ran it was Hal Cannon, and I got to know Hal out there when I was going out there several times, and he got in touch with me and asked me if I'd be willing to make an album with him, and he'd already gone down the way a bit with it, and I decided I'd be happy to, and went out to Salt Lake City and met a wonderful group of people that work with Hal there, listen to this song from this album. This is called Hitting the Trail.
The moon rides high in the cloudless sky. Stars are shining bright. The dark pines show on the hills below. The mountains capped with white. My spurs, they ring, and the song I sing is set to my horse's stride. We gallop along to an old-time song as out on the trail we ride. I'm hitting the trail tonight. I'm hitting the trail tonight. My horse is pulling the bridle reins. I'm hitting the trail tonight. Can hear the sound. sound as he strikes the ground on the frozen trail below. His hoofbeats hit and he fights the bit, he's slinging his head to go. I'll ride the trail till the stars turn pale, camp at the break of dawn. Nobody will know which way I go, they'll only know I've gone. I'm hitting the trail tonight, I'm hitting the trail tonight. My horse is pulling the bridle reins, I'm hitting the trail tonight. I did not try to say goodbye, let somebody else do that. I'll ride alone and I'll find a home wherever I hang my hat. Let people that sit and talk explain just whether I'm wrong or right. My horse is pulling the bridle reins, I'm hitting the trail tonight. The moon shines down on the rolling plains, tops of the mountains white. My horse is pulling the bridle reins, I'm hitting the trail tonight. I'm hitting the trail tonight, I'm hitting the trail tonight. My horse is pulling the bridle reins, I'm hitting the trail tonight.
Hal Cannon, Hitting the Trail Tonight. And that's actually a poem by the cowboy poet Bruce Cascadon, who would have been writing in the 30s, 40s, I suppose. And that's the beauty of the Cowboy Poetry Gathering. They do poems from long ago and poems from today. And some of these poems have found their way into musical settings, and Hal did that one himself. And it gives you a kind of a feeling for that life and the cowboy way. Let's have another one here. Hal has been working with a group of musicians out there in Utah. And one of them, Philip Mimstein, arranges and does these things in a more of a, not a symphonic way, but certainly a more arranged setting. And here's, and they're quite wonderful, I think. And this is called That's How It Is on the Range.
The antelope leaps, the hoot owl's asleep. Then he wanders through, that's all. Clouds race by, smell of rain, but it's dry. That's how it is on the range. Silence is king, every sound rings, even his own darn whistle. But mostly it's still, and that's all that fills the air as he rides on the range. Jackrabbit darts, blue grouse starts, the roll of some distant thunder. It won't stay long, it's moving along. That's how it is on the range. That's how it is on the range. Searching around, then catches the sound, the lilt of a laughing woman. He listens again, then sees the sage hen. He shivers and knows he's alone. Dark clouds roll in, it's darker than sin. He heads for a rock overhang. The rain comes down fast, but he knows it won't last. That's how it is on the range. That's how it is on the range. finds what is left of a camp in the cleft, a campfire's ancient reminder. He sifts through the sands, finds prints from small hands, lays shards out, then leaves them behind. Life is so rare but persistent out there. The desert is open and true. We make a small mark, then fade in the dark. That's how it is on the range. Oh, that's how it is on the range. Oh, that's how it is on the range.
Hal Cannon, That's How It Is on the Range. With the really beautiful setting by Philip Bimstein with a group they call Red Rock Rondo. And Hal has done quite a few performances with this group on television out in Utah, and they are very, very successful. And here's, let's do one more from this album. It's just called Hal Cannon, and it's on Okie Dokie Records, like that title. And as I say, Hal, for many years, was the director of the Western Folklife Center in Elko, Nevada, where they host the Cowboy Poetry Gathering every January. I've gone out there several times and hope to go again. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to spend a January weekend eating some good Basque food. Wonderful food there. Okay, let's do one more of Hal's. And this is just a sweet song called, and not a bad song to take as take the advice from, called Love the Place You Live.
Do you love the place you live? Love the ones you know? I can see it in your face, you're looking kind of low. It's easy to be fearful, who can you really trust? Gotta keep your guard up, or life can be a bust. Love the place you live, love the ones you know. If you're needy, why not give? Then see if you're still low. You don't need to fake it, the fruit can be so sweet. Bite into the moment, we're offered no repeat. The place you live, love the ones you know. Moment by moment, watch the way love grows. If everybody watched their street and cared for every kid and said hello to everyone, if everybody did. Love the place we live, love everyone we know. Life could be far sweeter with room for all to grow. Love the place you live, love the ones you know.
Love the Place You Live with Hal Cannon and the musicians of Red Rock Rondo under the direction of Philip Bimstein. That's a harmony singing of Kate McLeod. You might have heard Kate on her own, a wonderful singer and fiddle player. I really enjoyed going out to Salt Lake City and working with these wonderful musicians that Hal has assembled around him and getting to know Hal. And a little closer to home, My wife Carol and I go up to the contra dance in Montpelier fairly often. I'm not the greatest dancer in the world, but I do love the music and they have there. And one night there was a duo playing, or actually with there were three of them, Larry Unger, Eden McAdam Summer, and Sam Bartlett. And they are known as Notorious. I don't know how notorious they are other than musically, but that's their name. And great, great music. And my stepson, Matthew Duvenek, introduced me to Larry. And Larry asked me if I was the Jim Rooney who did produce records. And I said I was. And that led to an album, the title of which is The Road to Damascus. And this is that song. Notorious. That's Eden McAdam Summer on the fiddle, Larry Unger, in that case, on the banjo, Pookie, Mark Hellenberg on the percussion, and Sam Bartlett on mandolin, and Mark Murphy on the bass there. As I say, I saw them at the dance up in Montpelier, and that would get you moving, no question about it. The Damascus in question is not the Damascus over in the Middle East. This is Damascus, Virginia. And as you could tell from the music, it is not Middle Eastern. Now, this next piece is quite an amazing thing as far as I'm concerned. It's a Macedonian Roma song, and I wouldn't really be able to pronounce the word. I think it's Kaje Sukiyari, something like that. And if you get this album, you will see how it's spelled. This is quite a performance Eden gives. Listen to this. Thank you. Eden McAdam Summer there with Kaya Sukiarya, something close to that. I need to listen to her sing it more closely to get that pronunciation right. That's a Macedonian Roma song that she does, and she was singing and playing the fiddle at the same time, folks. That wasn't any overdubbing or audio mystery there. She actually does it, and that's what I like about her. And of course, the great percussion there by Pokey Mark Hellenberg. Nothing pokey about him. And Larry Unger on the guitar. That's a tough guitar thing to play, I must say. So I was very happy to make their acquaintance and that we could work on this record together. And they play up here every so often, so if you get a chance, go see them. And let's do one more here. And we're going to have to probably wrap it up with this one. This is called Door County, which is up in Wisconsin, I'm told. Larry made this song up. Door County number 2. And this is just a great jam with all of them playing at great speed here and great ability. Love them. Notorious. Eden McAdam Summer and Larry Unger. Thank you. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week, friends. There's Notorious going off into the distance, dancing their way into your hearts. The album's called The Road to Damascus. The group's Notorious, Eden McAdams, Summer, and Larry Unger. Go catch them when you can. So this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks, as always, to Royalton Community Radio for making this happen. And thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.